proper receipt must have the words receipt invoice in a prominent place. The taxpayer identification number, TPIN of the seller in a visible place. The date the receipt was issued. The name, physical address and telephone contact of the seller. The name, physical address and telephone contacts of the buyer. The serial number of the invoice. The list of goods or services supplied. The quantity of the goods or services supplied. The selling price per unit and total value. A brief description of the items sold. Always get your receipt to avoid inconveniences like difficulty in record keeping. Failure to prove business transactions leading to increased tax liability and losses. Unfair competition, which may lead to loss of attractive business opportunities. Problems in determining the profits of your business. Fraud, as your clients and employees may easily exploit your business. Estimated assessments which may not reflect your true business transactions. Always ask for your receipt.
News, your global link.
SACCOD urges balanced communication on Lungu Barrio. Mukanga concerned over suspension of Tazama. And UN expresses deep concern over Mali attacks calls for international assistance. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACCOD Executive Director Arthur Muyunda, says calls for the Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha to remain quiet over the burial of former President Edgar Lungu by sections of society are understandable but incomplete, stressing the need for transparency and accurate information. Mr. Muyunda says that while reducing public commentary may help ease tension, silence should be approached with caution as it can, in some instances, undermine accountability and public trust. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Mr. Muyunda said SACCOD does not support complete silence if it compromises transparency. The Office of the Attorney General is a public institution, and where there are ongoing revelations, the public naturally expects clarity, which can only be provided by the Attorney General, said Mr. Muyunda. Mr. Muyunda further cautioned against excessive or politically charged communication, urging the Attorney General to avoid speculative or sensational statements. He emphasized that only verifiable and necessary information should be shared, and that any public updates must be measured, factual, and respectful. The issue is not whether to speak or not, but how, when, and what to communicate, said Mr. Muyunda. He also stressed the importance of maintaining dignity, cultural sensitivity, and respect for the bereaved family during the process, and further called for a structured dialogue between the state and the Lungu family, noting that such engagement must be transparent, guided by the law, and rooted in mutual respect. Mr. Muyunda has warned that excessive silence can fuel speculation, misinformation, and mistrust, while too much public commentary risks politicizing the matter and heightening emotional tensions.
The call for the Attorney General to not speak much is understandable but incomplete. From SACCOD's point of view, the priority is not silence, it is responsible governance. And we expect the Attorney General to speak when necessary, remain respectful as always he has, and resolve the matter through a dialogue rather than public contestation, and this is expected also to come from the family.
The National Prosecution Authority, NPA, in collaboration with Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, have moved to prosecute suppliers of selling unsafe and inadequate products in a bid to protect consumers and the environment. Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP State Council, Gilbert Piri, says culprits must be made as an example, coupled with forfeiture, and put on the spotlight, as prosecution is the best way of deterring offenders. Mr. Piri was speaking in Lusaka when ZICSA Executive Director Jerry Chizinga paid a courtesy call on him. He called for enhanced enforcement of compulsory standards for services, products and infrastructure, and welcomed the initiative by ZICSA to work with NPA. You can't manufacture or supply substandard products and go unpunished. We must correct the problem of having substandard products and services on the market through enhanced prosecution, said Mr. Piri in a statement issued to RTV News.
It's like anything goes, and the Zambians are not so demanding, you know, unfortunately, and people exploit it. So for me, these are concerning issues. The law is a force that can be used for change, and I think that your act empowers you to act in that regard. So you find the NPA a willing party in ensuring that you fulfill your mandate, that we work together in prosecuting. That I can pledge, that we will ensure that we work together in that regard.
Meanwhile, ZICSA Executive Director Jared Chizinga said the agency noted with concern that there were some products accessible by the public which were not in compliance with compulsory standards and other provisions of the Compulsory Standards Act. Mr. Chizinga said the non-compliant products may pose a significant risk to the public safety and health as well as the environment. To formalize this partnership, NPA and ZICSA will this year sign a Memorandum of Understanding MOU that will serve as a framework to guide their working relationship in safeguarding public interest.
As prosecution is a key part of ensuring that there's continued compliance by market players, and also it does help with deterring would-be offenders. Of late, we have noted with concern that there are some market players that consistently supply products that have not been licensed by the agency, and these products may pose a significant risk to the health and safety of our citizens.
Former Minister of Energy Amfam Mkanga has expressed concern over the decision to suspend the Tazama Open Access Framework for 6 months, warning that it will affect fuel supply in the country. Recently, Cabinet approved the temporary suspension of the Tazama Open Access Framework for 6 months, a move aimed at ensuring the security of petroleum product supply in the country amid the current emergency fuel situation. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Mkanga expressed worry that transporting oil by road comes with many challenges, especially delays at border points which, if not addressed, could further worsen fuel shortages in the country. Inasmuch as this decision looks good on the surface, it does not mean well for consumers in the country owing to the challenges associated with road transportation, said Mr. Mkanga. Mr. Mkanga also expressed worry that this decision comes at a time when Parliament is about to be dissolved, meaning there will be no minister to monitor the situation, a move he says might fuel corruption in the transportation of the commodity. He has called on the government to put in place measures at border points to ensure that the commodity is not delayed but instead delivered on time.
Because I believe that, you know, everybody wants the commodity to be flowing in smoothly. Why should we do away with a smooth flow and go to something which I believe will have challenges? What has government done to ensure that these challenges I'm mentioning of being marooned at the border will be sorted out? And by the way, at that time there will be no minister. There will be no minister because all the ministers go within the next 2 weeks when Parliament is dissolved. So how can they make a decision and then run out from that decision? I wish this decision was made a long time ago so that they are there when problems are there.
About 190 stakeholders have been trained under the school health program in Petauke district of Eastern Province. The trained personnel include 128 teachers, 17 health facility in-charge, and 44 school administrators. The initiative that is supported by Healthy Learners, a non-government organization, is aimed at strengthening pupils' access to healthcare services, enhancing school attendance and performance. Speaking during the graduation ceremony, Petauke District Commissioner Martha Mlinga, who was represented by the District Administrative Officer Vincent Chibuye, said the school health program was a strategic investment in the future of learners and that of the nation. In African news, the United Nations has expressed deep concern over the weekend's attacks in Mali. Jihadist militants joined forces with Tuareg separatists to launch the largest coordinated offensive the country has seen in more than a decade. The two groups have a shared interest in routing the army and Russian mercenaries from northern and central Mali. Briefing reporters in New York on Monday, spokesperson for the Secretary General, Stephen